USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look, this is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
There's no end in sight to the partial government shutdown, and California Republican Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News Democrats only changed their mind on border security to oppose President Trump.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership, who's coming to these meetings. I believe we could solve this. And the president said this in the meeting yesterday. Look, I said 45 minutes. I think we can solve this in 15 minutes. And we could.
Union groups were also protesting the shutdown at the White House as well. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Next week, we'll bring a Senate confirmation hearing for the president's pick for attorney general, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
While Democratic opposition is not expected to derail William Barr's ultimate confirmation to be attorney general, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Barr is too biased to earn most Democrats' support, and in fact, they're calling on President Trump to find a new nominee.
Last month, we learned that Mr. Barr sent the Justice Department an unsolicited memo criticizing the special counsel's investigation. Mr. Rosenstein's potential departure only heightens the stakes for Mr. Barr's nomination.
Schumer referring to Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein, who is reportedly planning to leave the Justice Department as soon as a new AG comes aboard. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 123 points to close at 24002. The NASDAQ and S&P also closed positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump has said time and time again that one of the reasons we need border security is to stop the inflow of drugs into our country. Former drug czar John Walters tells Fox News something needs to be done to stop the drugs from coming into our country.
200 people are dying a day of overdoses, let alone uncounted thousands being addicted, and people are saying this isn't a real problem. That's kind of horrifying that our national leaders are just dismissing the massive amounts of death here.
The CEO of Amazon announcing on Twitter that he and his wife of 25 years are getting a divorce, and the reason? An affair after being made public. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Daily Mail reporting Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's 54, has been having an eight-month-long affair with a 49-year-old TV anchor. Her name, Lauren Sanchez. She's the former anchor of Fox 11's Good Day LA. She is also married. Photos of the couple being made public in the National Enquirer. The two reportedly sharing sexy selfies and exotic vacations together. It's going to be a costly divorce for Bezos, who's been married to his wife, Mackenzie, for 25 years. He's worth $140 billion. The couple has four children, three sons, and a daughter.
Michigan State University will be setting up a new fund for survivors of the sexual abuse by former university and USA Gymnastics sports doctor Larry Nassar after the previous one was shut down due to fraud. The details are still being worked out, including how much money will be put into the account. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.